Hi everybody, welcome to a new edition of Composer Talk. My name is Tim Hormans, I'm your host, and you're listening to www.filmmusicsite.com. Today I'm talking to composer Kevin Kiner. He's composed music for television shows like Star Trek Enterprise, Stargate SG-1, Texas Walker Ranger, and CSI Miami. He also wrote music for films such as The Wing Commander, Madison, The Other Side of Heaven, and he recently scored the new Star Wars movie, Star Wars The Clone Wars. Hi, Kevin. Thank you to take some time to talk to us.
Hi, how are you, Tim? It's my pleasure.
Okay, just to start off, can you tell us first something about how you go from a pre-med student to be a composer for film music?
Well, I think if anyone had asked me when I was growing up what I wanted to do for a living, I would always have an answer that was straight from my parents, that I knew that I would love to be a musician, but I knew that I would starve and my family would be destitute if I became a musician, so that I would become a doctor or a lawyer, I told everyone, and that's what my parents told me I had to be. So I chose trying to be a doctor and struggled at it for over 3 years at UCLA. Although my grades were fine, I think I could have gotten into med school, but emotionally it was a struggle. And so I quit that, and I had an opportunity to go on the road as musical director for several different groups. So I'm kind of my mother's nightmare. But I think it turned out okay. My neighbor's a doctor, and he seems like a miserable fellow. So I think I'm doing better than that.
So, and how did you end up scoring Star Wars: The Clone Wars?
It was an audition process. I'm not sure how my reel was chosen to be one of the composers to audition. Probably my sci-fi background that you mentioned before, and maybe some of the CSI stuff. I know George is really into the some of the cutting-edge sounds that are happening these days. So then a bunch of us composers, we all auditioned. We scored 10 minutes of the first episode, each in our own, you know, style and interpretation, and they chose me out of that.
Mm-hmm. Because now this Star Wars film, The Clone Wars, is a complete new story, because in 2003 until 2005 there also was an animated TV show called The Clone Wars. How is that related with this new movie?
I don't believe it, except for a bit of the Star Wars universe and legend, it's not really related at all. George Lucas didn't directly have anything to do with the earlier animated series. I think it was just something he licensed and someone else completed. I know very little about that. In fact, I was told not to watch that because that wasn't the influence that they wanted to have. I think they wanted much more of the six live-action features in terms of musical sensibility to be happening for our show.
Yeah, and as we just said, you already have experience in writing music for science fiction shows, because you did Stargate SG-1 and Star Trek Enterprise, also two big science fiction franchises. Was writing for the score for this Clone Wars film more difficult for you than approaching the other two science fiction projects?
Absolutely. This is the most difficult project I've ever had to work on, for a number of different reasons. First and foremost is filling John Williams' shoes, and you know, John Williams is such a great film composer, and he'd done so much great work for the earlier live-action films that it was a very daunting prospect to try to fill his shoes. So that made it difficult, although it's also an exciting part of it because I love John Williams' music, and I've always aspired to be that kind of a composer. I love his style and his classical sensibility, and I've always tried to make that part of my sound. None of us will ever be John Williams because he's the great master. No, none of the film composers today will. But I liked his sensibility, and I try to put that in my sound. So that made it, that part is very difficult. Also, George wanted all of the planets to have their own ethnicity. I think that's taking the science fiction musical realm in a bit of a different direction. And so instead of just the orchestra to create the sense of an alien atmosphere, we're using, say, instruments from Egypt or from Peru. We used the Bulgarian women's choir for one planet, and that was the sound. And I think that's, and it was all George's concept, and I think it's a fantastic concept because it's a different way of giving an alien or an exotic feel to a planet.
Mm-hmm. And did it help you that you've already traveled the world before as a music director for those international touring groups to all these exotic places to create this sound for Star Wars?
I think that was a big help. You know, I travel extensively all around the world, and I continue to. And everywhere I go, whether it's on a family vacation or whether it's for work, I'm always going to little music shops and filling a suitcase of excess baggage with little crazy instruments that I've never seen before. You know, I think a lot of us are curious that way. A lot of film composers are looking for new sounds in that way. And, you know, I traveled very early in my career to Indonesia, and I'd never heard a gamelan before. And now everybody kind of knows what a gamelan is, but I just sat there for a day listening to a gamelan orchestra trying to figure out what the heck they were doing because it was so foreign to my ears, you know.
Mm-hmm. And besides the sounds that you've created and the themes that you've created for all these mythic constellations in this film, did George Lucas give you specific instructions in what that he wanted for music for this film?
Yes, he did. He was very involved, and he chooses what ethnicity each planet is going to be. And mm-hmm. one that really surprised me was he wanted Jabba the Hutt's planet to be Japanese. And, you know, it's a desert, right? So usually you think of a desert planet or a desert atmosphere, immediately people start playing Middle Eastern music. But he wanted to go Japanese, and at first I just kind of tilted my head and said, okay, let's see how that works. And I think it works fabulously. It's just really cool because I think you have to pick and choose the types of Japanese instruments you use, but the big taiko drums with a lot of echo on them and these native Japanese violins just playing kind of haunting motifs works very well in a desert atmosphere. So that's something that George came up with and has worked fantastically for me.
And now let's talk the Star Wars main theme, because it's one of John Williams' most known themes he's ever written. How was it for you as a composer to rearrange that theme and to work with that material?
It was terrifying. It was, you know, I mean, it's maybe the most well-known piece of music on Earth. You know, I think you could play that somewhere very remote in the Andes and people would recognize that theme, you know. And John, of course, it's his composition. He orchestrated and arranged it perfectly the first time. And I told George this, and he sort of just laughed and said, yeah, but you could do something else, you know, because he knew how difficult of a job it was. And so after I got home and lost a lot of sleep for several nights, I kind of came up with a concept of, because we're into the big percussion a lot in this show, so let's do a version with a lot of big percussion driving it. And then it became a bit of a problem because the theme is a march, and when you just use even ethnic percussion in a march, it starts to kind of sound almost disco or something. So that was completely wrong, and I was trying to So what I finally came up with is I put the theme into a different time signature, and it's now in 5/4. And that kind of has a bit of irregularity to it that helps it not feel disco. And I think it's a really positive thing because it's still that great melody, but now we have the driving percussion under it. So, and George seems pretty happy with it as well.
Yeah, and the part of it that I've already heard on the internet, it has a kind of a tribal percussion feel to it.
Exactly, yeah, it is. And I think that's one of the things that we're pushing more in this, in the series and in the feature, is that the tribal percussion, depending on what planet we're on and what ethnicity, but we're always trying to use a lot of skinned instruments, a lot of native tribal percussion.
And what do you think? How the Star Wars fans gonna react when they heard this new version into the movie? Because we already know this is going to be discussed on the internet.
Right. Well, if you've read any of the forums, you can see that it's like talking about politics or religion. I think there's so many there's so many disagreements, and nobody, you know, somebody might love. You know, not even talking about my music, but just previous subjects that they're talking about. You know, the fans all have very strong opinions, and what's great about them is they're passionate fans. I would hope they would embrace what I've done. I'm certainly a passionate fan as well, and you know, George Lucas has been my guide on this journey, and I really appreciate that. And so I hope the fans embrace that. But, you know, everyone's entitled to their opinion, so yep. Let them go for it.
And did you get in touch with John Williams before you started this project?
No, I didn't. I believe George did. Yeah, I believe that John has heard my arrangement of the theme and approved it. I don't know that for certain, but I was told that that would be part of the process, that, you know, that John would have access to it and approve it or not.
Now, this Star Wars film, the music for this film is going to be more contemporary than the previous one, but you've also worked with the 90-piece orchestra. What can we expect from them? What kind of sound?
Well, as I said, I'm a big believer in John Williams' style of orchestration and melody development, and also his classical sensibility. So especially in the feature, I use a lot of that. I use a lot of his techniques and a lot of that style. I obviously have my own voice and my own way of doing things, and I didn't try to imitate John, but I really do like his style a lot. And also, it is Star Wars, and I didn't want the audience to be taken out of the Star Wars universe. You will still find the same woodwind flourishes, the same kind of styles, the same, you know, very complex string writing, and of course the brass that is used throughout all the other Star Wars films. So those elements are all there. I'm lending my own voice to them, but yeah. I think my homage is to John's style and not to maybe some other styles that are popular right now in film scoring.
Now, this film, The Clone Wars, comes between Episode 2, The Attack of the Clones, and then Episode 3, so The Revenge of the Sith. Are there other themes beside the main title from Star Wars from those movies that you've used in this film? Like, for instance, Across the Stars, the love theme of the second movie?
No. Actually, there are only a couple of other themes that are used. The Force theme is used twice, and once when Anakin is recalling his early childhood experiences on his home planet in Tatooine, and then also at the very end of the film, the Force theme is used. And then there's a brief kind of allusion to Darth Vader's theme when Anakin is when he's threatening Jabba the Hutt with his lightsaber at Jabba's neck, because I just felt like that we were seeing a part of Anakin that's going to obviously come forth in Episode 3. You know, it was kind of a foreshadowing, and it was kind of nice to have a bit of that melody. But no, we're not using any other of all of the melodies besides those three are mine.
And from where did you get your inspiration for the music that you wrote for this film? Because yeah, Star Wars is worldwide known, and everybody knows the themes of the previous film. So how did you get your fresh inspiration?
Well, I think that's exactly right. It is very well known, and those melodies have played throughout six live-action feature films, and to great success. And now we have an animation, which is much faster paced. There's mm-hmm. much more action in this. So, and as far as it's hard to know. I've always been a Star Wars fan. I've gone to every midnight screening there was the mm-hmm. night before the movie opened. So I guess my inspiration comes from being a Star Wars fan. I don't know where my music, it comes from the air, I guess, you know. So all I can say is what I've said before, that I tried to use stylistically a lot of the motifs and a lot of the devices that John Williams used, and yet put my own voice into it. And as far as where the new melodies come from, they evolve from the characters in the show.
Okay.
You know, I do like Ahsoka. She's a... Mm-hmm. She's very soft and vulnerable, and yet she's mischievous also. She's a youngling, yet she's become Anakin's Padawan. So, you know, the melody for her is inspired by her character, and that's where my inspiration came from. That's a very good question. Nobody's asked me that. I've got to remember that.
Okay. Now, there will be a CD release on August 12th on Sony Classical. What can we expect from the CD release? Will there be any big action sequences on the CD too? Because this is a more action-based film.
Yes, just loads and loads of action, as much action as anyone can take. There's a lot of that. But there are also some really nice tender moments, I think. Mm. And then there are some of the ethnic moments that I've spoken of as well. So there's quite a variety, but a lot of it is a big guns blazing, all-out action kind of a score. I mean, that's a big component of the CD. And there's almost 68 minutes of music and 32 tracks, so mm-hmm. there's a lot of music on it.
Now, after this Star Wars adventure, what's up next for you as a composer?
Well, I'm just before you called, I was mixing the music for episode 24 of season 1 mm-hmm. Of the Clone Wars television series, and I will also be working all through season 2, so another 22 or so after that. So the next, that'll be at least a year or a year and a half of work, probably.
Okay, and probably there will be introduced a lot of new characters for which you can write new themes then.
That's right, yeah, and a lot of new planets and mm-hmm. that we do that for. Yeah, we have to, in fact, I have one of my assistants constantly cataloging the themes that we have, because I've written over 400 minutes now for this show. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of music, and even I forget a few of the themes after about 6 months or so.
And when will the show be aired?
I don't think they've come out with an exact release date, but it's going to be on TNT and the Cartoon Network mm-hmm. This fall. So I would assume something like September, October, something.
Okay. And are there already plans to do a CD release for the cartoon show?
Sony has been talking to us about that, so that would be very much in the early stages, but mm-hmm. there absolutely will be a soundtrack for the television series as well.
Okay. Now, just to end this interview, I have three short questions. What's your personal favorite score that you've worked on? So your own score?
Well, I have to say it's either this one. This is probably my favorite piece of work because it's just such fantastic subject matter. I would say also a very different score is The Other Side of Heaven, which was kind of a warm Americana kind of a feeling to it and extremely different from Clone Wars. And I think some of my best melodies are in that score, in The Other Side of Heaven.
What's your favorite soundtrack of all time?
My favorite soundtrack of all time? Wow.
Yes. You can name a few.
You know what? I would have to go with, you know, I love Alan Silvestri's Back to the Future. I love Indiana Jones and Star Wars and Superman and Schindler's List. Some of the great Morricone scores are fantastic, and The Mission in specific. Boy, who am I leaving out? I think that's enough.
Okay, now the most difficult question of all. Who's your favorite film composer of all times?
John Williams, there's no question.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
For this interview, and I wish you the best of luck with this film, The Clone Wars, and with the TV series that will be coming up next fall. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tim. It's been my pleasure.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.